USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney hosted top administration officials at Camp David over the weekend to talk about health care. He tells Bill Hemmer on Fox News Sunday they're close to getting it completed.
We spent the time this weekend saying, okay, what have we done? What can we talk about that's a success? What do we need to work on going forward? We talked about the individual marketplace. We talked about how we're protecting Medicare. We're talking about getting drug prices down. And I do think you'll see a plan here fairly shortly.
Will you see it before the 2020 election?
Oh, yeah. No, we want to run on this.
House Judiciary Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler said Sunday that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report could contain grounds for impeachment of President Donald Trump and that some of the report would not leak publicly if provided without redactions to his committee. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani on CBS's Face the Nation.
Jerry Nadler prejudged this case a year ago. He was talking about impeachment. He was overheard on Amtrak talking about impeachment. On his committee, he's got some of the most rabid people that hate Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Acting White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow made an appearance on CNN's State of the Union to talk about the United States deal with Mexico and Canada and Trump's rhetoric about the border.
We will be able to work out border security reform and the wall and immigration reform without interfering with the USMCA trade deal, which is a terrific deal for the United States and its workforce.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney says he wishes President Trump would publicly release his tax returns, but tells NBC's Meet the Press it's not a good idea for Democrats to try and force it through legislative action.
The Democrats are just playing along his handbook, which is going after his tax returns through a legislative action is moronic. That's not going to happen. The courts are not going to say that you can compel a person running for office to release their tax returns.
Romney believes the courts would strike down the Democrats' action. This past week, only a skull and a pair of trousers remained after a suspected rhino poacher was killed by an elephant, then eaten by lions in Kruger National Park in South Africa. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During his speech to the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas Saturday, President Trump accused Democrats of fostering anti-Semitism in America.
Never before has a major political party been more outside the American mainstream than the Democrats of today. They have become the party of high taxes, open borders, late-term abortion, witch hunts, and delusions. And now the Democrats have even allowed the terrible scourge of anti-Semitism to take root in their party and in their country.
California Representative Adam Schiff on CNN's State of the Union says Trump's anti-Semitism only consolidates the Jewish vote for Democrats.
If there's anything that is likely to cement the relationship between the Democratic Party and the Jewish community, it's the presidency of Donald Trump. The lack of character and values that are certainly inconsistent with Jewish values, I think, are only consolidating support in the Jewish community. And I think the president needs to look inward when it comes to the rise of anti-Semitism in the country.
Jewish voters in the U.S. have traditionally sided heavily with Democrats, but Republicans are hoping to narrow the gap next year, in part as Trump cites actions that he says shows he's more pro-Israel. Texas Tech is one of the final four after beating Michigan State 61-51. Red Raiders head coach Chris Beard.
The thing I'm most proud of is I thought for 40 minutes we went shot for shot with one of the all-time greats in college basketball, Michigan State.
Texas Tech now faces Virginia tomorrow night for the championship. Neither team has made it that far before. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.